Hey, fellow food lovers. Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn everyday cooking into an extraordinary experience. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through another delicious recipe that will redefine your home cooking. Today, we're diving into a sensational twist on a classic favorite, ramen. But not just any ramen. We're talking about a creamy, umami-packed delight that features a surprising ingredient, mayo. So grab your aprons, and let's unlock the secrets of making Kewpie Mayo Ramen. Now, you might be wondering, mayo and ramen? Really, Ben? But trust me, incorporating Kewpie Mayo into your ramen isn't just about adding creaminess. It's about boosting the umami flavor to a whole new level. This simple addition transforms a humble bowl of noodles into a gourmet treat. So what do you need to get started? The essentials are pretty straightforward. A pot for boiling your ramen, a bowl for mixing, and a spoon or whisk for blending that delicious mayo into the broth. Let's talk ingredients. You'll need 1 pack of instant ramen noodles, 2 tablespoons of Kewpie mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of soy sauce, and 1/2 teaspoon of sesame oil, 1/4 cup of sliced green onions for garnish, 1 soft-boiled egg, which is optional but highly recommended, and some chili flakes to taste. Remember, the key to a mouth-watering bowl of ramen lies in its umami flavor, and high-quality ingredients like Kewpie mayo can seriously elevate your dish. All right, let's put it all together. Start by boiling your ramen noodles until perfectly al dente, firm but just right. While those are cooking, grab a bowl and mix in the Kewpie mayo with soy sauce and sesame oil to create your creamy, umami-rich base. Drain your noodles well, then mix them into your mayo concoction. Stir well to ensure each strand is beautifully coated. This step is crucial for that even, creamy texture we're aiming for. Now scoop those glossy, flavorful noodles into a bowl. Top with sliced green onions, a sprinkle of chili flakes, and that soft-boiled egg right in the center. And voila, you've just created a bowl of creamy, dreamy Kewpie mayo ramen. Let's not forget, this dish isn't just delicious, it's versatile. Whether it's a quick lunch or a fun dinner, it's sure to impress. And if you have leftovers, just pop them in an airtight container in the fridge. When you're ready for round 2, gently reheat on the stove, maybe add a touch of broth or water to bring back the perfect consistency. There you have it, folks. A simple yet stunning way to elevate your ramen game at home. Give this recipe a try and share your creations with us on social media at Simple Recipe Box. Join me next week for more tips, tricks, and recipes that make everyday cooking a joy. Until then, keep those pots simmering and your hearts warm. Bon appetit, end of podcast.